Welcome to the Pure Flicks Podcast, a show brought to you by PureFlicks.com. PureFlicks.com, the faith, family, and fun video streaming service. Get ready for uplifting news, scripture, movie reviews, and interviews with some of your favorite actors, authors, and pastors. Let's get started.
Hey, what's going on? It's Billy Hollowell, and welcome to this special Easter edition of the Pure Flicks Podcast. It is Resurrection Sunday. We are here to celebrate Jesus. He overcame death. He rose from the grave. What an amazing thing to just reflect on and be grateful for today. And I wanted to give you a special episode of the show. We actually sat down with Roma Downey. Now, she was the star of Touched by an Angel. She also created the AD series and the Bible series and so much more. I mean, she and her husband, Mark Burnett, have done a great deal in the faith world, faith movies, faith TV shows, and now she has this book, Unexpected Blessings. So we're going to get into that, but we're also going to talk about this fascinating dynamic. Roma is one of the only people who has filmed multiple crucifixion scenes. And so we're going to talk about what it takes to film those scenes. There's so much to consider. In addition to obviously getting it right scripturally, the logistics, the safety, we're going to get into all of that. We are also going to talk about her reflections on Easter itself as a holiday, and really this idea of finding blessings in the middle of life's chaos. And so there's a lot to unpack today. I am so excited. And so with no further ado, let's welcome Roma Downey to the Pure Flicks Podcast. Roma, thanks so much for joining me today.
Hello, Billy. It's always lovely to see you.
So we have something very exciting to talk about today. It is your new book, Unexpected Blessings, 90 Inspirations to Nourish Your Soul and Open Your Heart. Now that second piece there, the open your heart, that seems like such an important thing right now in this culture after everything we've been through. You know, talk about that a little bit. How do you hope this devotional opens hearts?
Well, you know, in my experience, when I get afraid, I tend to just, you know, I shut down or I get disappointed, you know, or I've got issues or worries. I tend to just like closes me down. And I know the importance of just of opening up, of feeling the peace of God. And so I sat in these mornings, Billy, when the office was closed because of COVID. And, you know, we couldn't see our friends. We couldn't do much of anything really that first year. And I decided, I felt the whisper in my heart to write this devotional because I think there's a way to train ourselves to step into the peace of God that's available at every single moment to us, to make that choice for ourselves. And when hearts open, in my experience, it allows the Holy Spirit to come in. And, you know, when the Holy Spirit comes in, then anything is possible. But I'm so excited, you know, as an author yourself, you know, it takes time to write a book, it takes time to edit, it takes time for the publishing. And so it's been quite a journey. But what writing Unexpected Blessings has helped me with is because my focus has been on looking for the blessings, you know, instead of complaining, saying thank you. You know, as my old father used to say, is the glass half full or is it half empty? It's an old one, but it's a good one, because when your focus changes and you can reframe how you're looking at what you think is lack in your life, and you start counting your blessings, then you feel abundance in your life. And so I just wanted to write this as a reminder for people to take a little bit of time in prayer in the morning, to consider some beautiful quotes, to hear some anecdotes from me in a way to, you know, challenges that occurred in my life or things that occurred in my life. But when I was able to really look for the blessing and finding it, you know, so I'm so grateful and filled with gratitude.
Yeah, and it's so important because I think a lot of times, I know for myself, I will often catch myself being negative and I'll see something on the news or something will pass in front of me and I'll have that convicting moment of remembering gratitude and how much I have and how lucky I am to be where I am. And you know, just realizing these things, I think it's very easy to get in those negative patterns, right? Those negative thought patterns. And so, especially with everything going on around us, COVID and all these things that have happened, you know, in our culture and in our world, to have that peace. And when I cracked open the book and was reading it and looking at the devotional, you know, strength stood out to me, gratitude stood out to me. These were themes that you intentionally brought into the fold. What was that process for you? I mean, you mentioned some of the things just now, but, you know, what sort of went into your decision making on what you were going to include in the book and not include in the book?
Well, you know, I have to say that it all began in prayer. There's nothing I do in my life that I don't pray about first, big or small. So when I would sit down to write in the mornings, usually, Billy, you know, I just pray that my heart would be fully open, that I could be, you know, in the flow, if you will, and that, you know, that I might be prompted to share something from my own life that may be of use, that may be of help to somebody. You know, the certain challenges that I've had to face, or moments when I, you know, was deeply sad or in distress. Like, for example, I have an entry in here where I speak about my love for Della Reese. You know, there's no secret there. I've spoken about what an extraordinary lady she was and how exceptional she was and what a blessing, certainly an unexpected blessing in my life. And even when Touched by an Angel ended, that my friendship with her, you know, went from strength to strength to strength. And I had the privilege of being able to spend the last few weeks of her life with her, visiting daily and spending time by her bedside. But I remember I brought her back from the hospital. I rode in the ambulance with her, and we were bringing her into the house on the gurney. And these two young men who were the, you know, had driven the ambulance and were helping, you know, were kind of distracted and in a little bit of a hurry. It was an unusually cloudy day in Los Angeles, and Della loved the sunshine, you know, and as we were just about to bring her into her house, the clouds parted and a huge, unexpected sun was shining through. And I asked these young men just to stop for a moment, to allow my friend to feel the warmth of the sun on her face for the last time, really. And, wow. You know, and even in the midst of that, which was, you know, I was filled with sadness, you know, because I knew my friend was going home and would be, you know, going to her eternal home within a few days. But to get the opportunity just to see that smile on her face as the sun warmed her face. She just loved the sunshine, you know? And it was as simple as that, Billy. But like that to me was an unexpected blessing. And that it allowed in a moment and in a time that was filled with sorrow at the idea of losing someone that I loved so much. But just to have gratitude for those little moments, you know? And really our lives are made up of these little moments. And when we can focus and reframe and find the beauty, find the goodness, you know, when we look for goodness, we will see it. There are good people everywhere doing good things. And we just need to be reminded of it. We need to be noisier about it. You know, because as you say, the times we're living in, There's much to create anxiety, you know, and there's much heartache in the world. That's not to suggest that there isn't, but this is just a way to spend a little bit of time in prayer in the morning, in reflection in the morning, and it's food for your soul.
I love that. No, it's food for your soul. And I have to tell you, speaking of unexpected blessings, you know, you and I first met when you were working on the Bible, even before that a little bit, but it was around that time. And I look at your history of bringing these blessings, of showing the gospel in these amazing ways. And I think of Easter and this season that you're releasing this book, and it's a perfect season for the book. But I have to ask you, you know, as we're about to hit the holiday, I mean, obviously this is such an important day in our faith. What goes yes. through your mind? You're in a unique position because you recreated these scenes and beautifully brought them yes. to people. How does that, I'm just so curious about your reflections on Easter and on that process, the cinematic process that you went through as well.
Gosh, well, yes, I did. You know, I actually have filmed as a producer three crucifixions, two resurrections. I don't know, you know, I don't know any other producers maybe that have done that.
And, I don't think there are any, Roma. I think you're it.
Yeah, I know. I know. Well, you know, it's like, it is the greatest story ever told. It's been my profound privilege to be able to tell it so that people who believe can have a visual reminder and maybe make a heart connection in a different way than just from reading scripture. And an opportunity also for people that maybe don't know the story of Jesus to discover it for the first time in film or on television. And that can be very powerful for someone as well. But I know, you know, there were certain challenges you can imagine in the filming of a crucifixion scene, starting simply with the demand of safety, because we have to bolt a cross to the ground. We have to make sure it's secure. We have to make sure that the actor is, you know, that that cross is not going anywhere. He's not going to fall on his face. And check the wind. How long can we keep him up there? How are we getting him up there? How are we getting him down? How long can he stay up there? I mean, the logistical challenges of that are many, to say the least. And even in a reenactment, Billy, you know, while it's just an actor, and, you know, and it's pretend. It's a very emotional and disturbing series of scenes to have to put together in film. But thankfully for us and in our faith, we know that it wasn't just nails that held Jesus to the cross. It was love. And on the third day, he rose. And so, you know, it is. This is the great high holy season for us as believers. And Sunday is coming. And it's just a great reminder for all of us, particularly all of us who have lost people that we care about, you know, because it's a great reminder that it's the promise of heaven, and that we will all be together. And, you know, Jesus died to take that fear away from us, and we're so grateful.
Well, yeah, and I appreciate you reflecting on that, because knowing that you went through that and that you filmed those scenes, you know, there's a different kind of reflection that comes along with that, right? Yes. And so I think that's unique. That's unique on so many levels, that you were able to do that and see that, and that God gave you that. You approach everything in prayer. Those projects, those were not easy projects. You know, the Bible, AD, you know, Son of God. These are not easy things to get off the ground. And you and Mark really revolutionized and transformed in so many ways the way that people in Hollywood were able to tell those stories. And so it's incredible.
That's true. Yeah. But we also had, you know, it was what a privilege to be able to participate and to bring the story to the screen. You know, I've had a lot of feedback from fans and friends, and you know, I think people have a very different experience when they watch something. And I know I'm a visual learner, you know, much more so than just reading. And so in the creation of that content, which, you know, inevitably gets reshown every Easter, you know, and you know, I hopefully has become annual viewing, family viewing together. You know, some of my greatest Easter memories as a child were watching The Greatest Story Ever Told, or, you know, we would watch The Ten Commandments. But there was always that opportunity as kids to sit on the couch and watch one of these great biblical epics. And so Mark and I, tried to do that for this generation, to have new content that felt fresh and just, you know, brought the story alive in people's hearts.
Well, now in Unexpected Blessings, you're bringing it alive in a different way with this amazing devotional. Once again, bringing this, the most important message we could ever hear as human beings to people. My last question for you is just when it comes to this devotional in this book, and you spoke a little bit about it before, but I want to give you a chance again. You know, when people walk away, when they've completed the 90 days, what do you want them to be thinking and feeling?
Well, I think, you know, I hope that the book is a blessing in people's lives, that, as I say, that it's just this, it's just a great reminder that no matter how bad, you know, your day is going, that when you focus on gratitude, you know, that everybody has something that they can be grateful for. You know, they may not have exactly what it is they think they want or need, but we all, you know, we're so fortunate to be grateful for family, for friends, you know, to be grateful for nature, the beauty of creation. You know, we can always find something. And so the book really is
our freedom. I mean, our freedom, yeah, yes, in this country, you know, the freedom we have. Yeah.
To just see the blessings. And, you know, even when we turn on the news and we see, you know, these awful images coming out of Ukraine and, you know, all the things that are happening in the world, but there's still a way to see, but look how many people are there helping, and look how many people are, you know, the first responders, and, you know, we can always find something to be grateful for, and I think that gratitude is the key to joy. So I hope that that's something that the reader comes away with, or the listener, Billy, because I also recorded the book myself for an audio experience, because I know that some people prefer to hear their books, you know, or to listen to it in the car, listen to it in the commute. So that was great to have been able to do that. And, you know, as we approach Easter and then Mother's Day just around the corner, you know, there's a, you know, the gift, the book has been created in a beautiful way. The pages are lovely, and there's the butterfly theme weaves its way through the book. So I think it's also could make for a nice Mother's Day gift for any of your viewers, your listeners out there. So, you know, but listen, you know, my job is to, I always think, well, my job is done when you're writing. You know, I've written the book, it releases this week, and it's just exciting now to hand it over. And, you know, I just pray that it reaches people who need it, you know, because they're, you know, I always try to write with somebody in mind. You know, I don't write thinking, oh, big audience. I always think of somebody who's hurting and somebody who maybe needs to hear the entry for that day. And so I just pray that it reaches the hands of the right people and that it will be a blessing in their lives.
Well, Roma, as always, thank you so much for making the time and joining me today. Congratulations on the book, and it will bless many people. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much, Billy. It's always a pleasure to speak with you.
Did you know you can access thousands of entertaining and inspiring faith and family-friendly TV shows, movies, and original series? It's simple. Just log on to PureFlix.com right now to start your free trial. From kids' content to some of the most uplifting films, we've got your entire family covered. Sign up today.
And that brings us to the end of today's Pure Flix podcast. That was Roma Downey. Her book is called Unexpected Blessings, and it's really a great devotional to check out today. So head on over and do that. And be sure to head over to Pure Flix, pureflix.com. Check out some of the best faith and family-friendly entertainment around. And I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful Easter Sunday. We will see you back next week for another episode of the Pure Flix podcast.
That's all for today's podcast. You can follow Pure Flix on Facebook at facebook.com/pureflix and on Twitter at Pure Flix. And be sure to log on today to pureflix.com for thousands of faith and family-friendly movies and TV shows. Thanks for listening to the Pure Flix podcast.